Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 7:18. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. Residential property prices during the pandemic. Well, let's find out from the managing member at Clipper Properties, Jeff Scher, what has gone on in the world of residential properties and what can we expect? Jeff, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, Howard. You and the listeners. Well, thank you. A bit chilly, but all fine.
Good to hear. So it's obviously been a very, very strange time. People locked in their homes, not really able to look around, or they are. What's gone on with residential property prices?
Well, I think we need to understand the two separate aspects, one being sales and the other being the residential letting market. And if I may start with the residential letting market, because that's what we are the specialists in, it's been a very, very difficult 18 months for South African landlords. There are many vacancies. There's a huge plethora of available properties to rent. And people are under severe pressure, severe drip, mainly as a result of people losing their jobs. There is uncertainty to whether you will have a rental check at the end of the month. And if you will, how much will it be? If we have a look at the vacancy scenarios as issued by TPN, Tenant Profile Network, the national vacancy rate at the end of 2020 is 12.91%. I mean, that's a huge number. And landlords are under pressure. Tenants are under pressure. And I think there's no short-term answer here. The economy is in a huge state of uncertainty. I don't think the president and his command council actually know what to do and where to go. And I think until things actually stabilize, we have a very difficult time ahead for both landlords and tenants. I can tell you, in our business, we had approximately 23 tenants last year who applied for some form of rebate or the reduction of rental as a result of COVID, the result of reducing or losing their jobs. And fortunately, many of those have come to the party and been able to settle the debt, but we still have about two that are just unable to get better. And the debt has escalated to huge amounts of money. Landlords now have to make very critical decisions. Do we try and save the situation and keep what we've got? Or do we tell the tenants to go? And if we do, what's actually going to happen? Am I to find a replacement tenant? Will I get the same rental? Rental escalations that we used to know in the histories of 7, 8, and 9% are long gone. I mean, the landlord today getting a 3% increase in his rental is doing well.
So it's it's very, very alarming. But have you found that during this period, people have managed, well, it certainly sounds like they have, they've managed to come to understandings in most cases where possible. Obviously, if a person's lost their income and they really don't have anything, that's a very, very difficult situation to put for a landlord and for the tenant, because nobody wants to be the person throwing somebody out. But at the same time, they're counting on that income and relying on the income. So it becomes a very, very difficult, even moral issue for many landlords, I would imagine.
It is a moral issue, and I believe that when we have issues like this, it's incumbent upon myself as the managing member to actually phone the landlord and say, now let's discuss. This is not just a scare-cut case that the guy doesn't want to pay, he's a delinquent or whatever. We have to feel sorry for them. And maybe it's the Jewish way in us, and we need to sit down and work with the tenants, say to them, what can we do to help you? And I would say the vast majority of our landlords have given significant discounts, significant amount off to tenants, allowed them to pay off. In some cases, where arrears have got to 80,000, 90,000 rand, in the first few months of 2020 and allowed them to pay it off. And I'm very proud to say that three of ours have got to a stage where they're down to below 5,000 or 6,000 rand, making a conscientious effort. But landlords have been extremely generous in writing off amounts of money that they will never see back. They can never, ever see
this
money back.
Absolutely. You can count on it. That there's no chance that people are going to be able to claw back. They were probably just managing as it is. Now, to start again is absolutely impossible. Yeah.
But the prize one, I think, Howard, is that the property is rented. There's somebody at least covering the vast majority of the costs that the landlord is incurring. And I think that until we know where we're going and until we know that there's some form of certainty in the economy and that people are not afraid that they may lose their jobs. And I think this must be one of the greatest fears for the average South African worker today is, will I have a job next month or the month thereafter?
Unsigned says, I'm listening to and found this so interesting because we are currently looking for a new place and our experience hasn't been great. Agents don't get back to us when we try to speak to them, etc. Are you finding that? Is there general maybe apathy even amongst agents at this stage?
I think of apathy amongst agents because they themselves are under pressure. If they don't rent properties or sell properties, they don't earn a commission, so their livelihood is at stake as well. But I, for one, find it hard to believe, and I must be honest with you, I regularly box with my agents that why are we not phoning people back? Why are we not calling them back? There is a plethora of stock out there, and tenants do have a huge amount of choice.
Mm.
One of the problems that we're facing as well is that tenants are downscaling, so they move from a 12 or 15,000 rand unit down to a 7 or 8,000 rand unit because they simply just don't have that luxury or that nice affordable unit that everybody wants to live in.
So would you say that that it might be a good opportunity for people who have been renting and who are secured with employment to actually look to buy at this stage? I mean, is it a good time for purchasing?
It is a good time to buy, and as a person who's been in this business for many years, property is the lifeblood of the economy, there is no doubt.
Mm.
But I must give a word of caution. Interest rates are low. And I, for one, don't believe that the interest rates can go down very much further. So when a person is looking to buy a property today, please be cautious. Just remember, if you can only make your repayments today, you are going to be in trouble in the 2 years or 3 years when the interest rates start to increase. And I know that the banks are very cautious in their lending, and they're not lending like they used to lend in the good old days. But I think it's still incumbent upon people to be absolutely certain as to what they want to do. Yes, there are opportunities, and particularly for first-time home buyers.
But
caution has to be the word.
I think that's very sound advice.
Anybody that wants to do or buy a property today, particularly if it's going to be an investment property that you want to rent out.
How do you think it's going to look for 2021? Is it virtually impossible to say?
From a rental perspective, we do not see significant growth. If you're getting a 2 or 3% escalation in your rental, take it and keep your tenant, wonderful idea. If you have a vacant property that stood vacant for more than 4 or 6 weeks, think outside of the box. We've come up with many ideas and many schemes to entice landlords to find tenants. Let's make it exciting. One of our ideas is that let's give the first month rent free. When a guy has to move, there are hidden costs that one doesn't take into account. Moving costs. Are you going to get the old deposit back? So a person who's moving today faces a cash flow problem. And therefore, I say to landlords, rather let's get 11 months' worth of income, but have somebody in the property. A vacant property is always a risk. It doesn't matter where you are, whether you're in a 3,500 rand unit or a 25,000 rand unit in Sandton. A vacant property is a risk.
I think that is very, very sound advice and a great conversation. Managing Member at Clipper Properties, Jeff Scher, talking to us about residential property prices. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.